Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
Okay, Sabres camp open today. Players reporting for testing and physicals. Tomorrow they'll hit the ice for the first practices, which are open to the public starting at 9:45 at Harbor Center, and we will be here live. The Sabres' first preseason game is Monday night in Columbus. Forward Austin Watson of the Nashville Predators has been suspended for all preseason and the first 27 games of the 2018-19 regular season without pay for unacceptable off-ice conduct. The decision was made based off an incident on June 16, 2018, involving Watson and his domestic partner, ultimately resulting in Watson pleading no contest to a charge of domestic assault. The Ravens will be at the Bengals tonight to kick off week two of the NFL season. Both teams won week one, with the Ravens beating the Bills 47-3, and the Bengals took home a 34-23 victory over the Colts. Kickoff is at 8:20. It was announced yesterday that the Raiders signed wideout Martavis Bryant to a one-year deal on Tuesday. Bryant's return comes just 10 days after the team had released him. Amidst reports that he is facing another suspension from the league, Bryant is expected to play this week in Denver. The Ravens have placed leading rusher running back Kenneth Dixon on the injured reserve with a knee injury that he suffered in the season opener against the Bills. Dixon had a game-high 44 rushing yards and a score in the game before he left with the injury. He is expected to return after week eight. And Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers did not practice yesterday due to knee injuries he suffered during the season opener against the Bears, which he categorized as a knee sprain. His status is considered day-to-day and will work with other players and rehabilitating his injuries. That's your sports update. Andrew Peters, Craig Revay, live from the KeyBank Center on WGR Sports Radio 550, and just joined by Jason Bottrell, the general manager, not long ago. And a few good things to say, old man River. Number one, he admitted that he wasn't nearly as lean as the players are these days. But number two, what was the number two thing he took from all that? I think he liked the young players in the prospects challenge, is what I'm getting at. When, you know, yes, we're talking about some of the young players, whether it's Nylander or other guys, the other Swedes that we had talked about, guys other than Dahlin, other than Mittelstad.
There's a lot of guys. They scored 10 goals in the last game that we watched.
Yeah.
I mean, they were snapping the puck around. They looked like they played with a ton of speed. It was really, really nice to watch. A lot of very, very impressive players. I know Alex Nylander had some beautiful, beautiful plays, two goals and two assists in that game. One of the best goals of the day was Rasmus Asplund, and the way that he picked up that puck, kicked it up to his skates and split the D, walked in and roofed it. He had a very impressive day. There's a lot of players out there that I thought looked really, really good. I didn't have the opportunity to watch Rasmus Dahlin.
I want you to call one of my goals, because that's not even close to what happened, but it was very nice.
Here we go.
Is there enough space for these shoulders? We're not sure if there's enough space for these shoulders. What is going on, Mr. Kyle Oposo? I need to get myself a pair of those shorts. Not that I'll work out in them.
Look at the legs on this guy
right now.
Petey, look at the legs on this guy here.
Can you give us a count there? 1, 2, 3. No, we got nothing. Flip him around. We're going to get you set up here. Don't worry, we're live on TV, but this doesn't matter. You're Kyle Oposo. We do what we want. How's that?
Is that better? All the way down.
All the way down. Oh, I heard a click. Yeah. How's that?
Good.
Oh.
There we go.
He has a voice.
Yeah. I was worried that my backside wouldn't fit on the chair, but that's good.
How is it? How's the summer? How's the first day?
It was good. Really good.
You're hard, man. That's those are some big shoulders right there.
This is gonna get creepy.
We already creeped out Palmer quickly.
Blush a
What's
bit.
Your body fat? I don't care about your summer right now. What's your body fat?
I think it's around nine-ish.
What
like
do you
that.
Weigh?
About 220.
That's called Mack truck.
Just always had a big frame. So.
How was your summer? Now I'll steal Riv's question. How was your summer?
Summer was great. It was relaxing. Did a lot of work too, but just enjoyed the time with the family. I got a really little one at home, and so just nice to be around and helping out with the kiddos at home.
So. Awesome.
Is that true? Because Riv always says he can't wait to get on the road. Once the season started, he was like, "Oh, like summer's great
many,
and everything
how many
with the family."
Do you have two, three. Yep. Three? All right. Yeah, you're getting there.
Yeah.
So talk to us about the off season. Talk to us about getting ready for this season. Talk to us about, you know, the importance this season means for you.
Well, kind of going back to last year, didn't have the season that I wanted to have personally. And so I identified a couple of the areas that I really wanted to work on. And first and foremost was my skating. I just felt like I didn't have the confidence that I usually had in it, and I've never been like.
What does that mean, though?
Yeah. It just means I've never been a super fast skater, but yeah. I've been able to get around it because, you know, you use your brain and you can skate well enough to where you can get around. But I felt like last year I wasn't efficient at all. I felt like I was off balance a lot, 220, like I said, and I was getting knocked off the puck too easily, and I didn't know how to fix it, and so I put a lot of time and a lot of effort into that. And
what do you do for that, if you don't mind me asking?
I hired a coach and went to her about between 12 and 15 sessions we had, and just almost going back to the basics.
Let me ask, was she a figure skater?
She has a figure skating background, but okay. She can skate way better than me, that's for sure.
Well, most of them can, yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean,
their edge work is insane.
Yeah, and it was pretty meticulous in the beginning. Like, if you were to come watch one of my sessions, you'd be like, there's no way that guy plays in the NHL because he's spending 45 minutes just going up and squatting down the ice, basically. But I had to do it to get that good foundation. So
yeah.
It was really neat, opened my eyes a little bit, and so I feel like that's in a much better place. And then kind of the rest of your game, like you don't really forget how to shoot or how to stick handle, but you do work on those things and fine-tune those things. But once your skating gets good and gets efficient, you're able to get in those positions where you can shoot and can, you know, beat a guy one-on-one and have the confidence to get there and score more goals.
So how excited are you to – I mean, I know you've been skating out here for – you know, with the guys and stuff and been training all summer, but to just get going and put all that work into motion here.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a big year for us, big year for me, and I'm really excited just to get in the games and kind of showcase a little bit. I think that we've taken some pretty good steps.
That's an understatement, right?
Yeah, I think we've taken some pretty good steps, so we've cleaned up a lot of things. And you know, I'm looking forward to how well we're going to come together once this thing starts.
We're joined right now with Kyle Oposo, 6'2", 6'1"?
6'2",
220 pounds of lean, mean, just muscle machine, WGR 550 and MSG.
Speaking about coming together, you know, a lot of the guys that you see coming in right now, they're very young, highly skilled, going to try and find their way in the National Hockey League and find ways to be a great professional. How much are guys going to be leaning on a player like you that has been in the league for a number of years, that has had a lot of success? You seem to be the type of person that if, you know, to have around young guys, that you seem to be very grounded, you work hard, you're a true professional. Is this part of your reasoning, not only to be that high-end skilled right winger that's going to produce, but that away from the rink is just as important sometimes as just on the ice and practicing, is trying to lead these young guys to doing the right things?
Yeah, I think that's I'd say that's probably going to be a role that I want to have as one of my biggest this year. Just challenge myself to really try and mentor some of these younger guys, because when I was coming up, I had guys that I looked up to that were really good pros that showed me how to be a pro. And I remember those guys, and I remember the impact that they had on me. And I feel like, you know, I know how to carry myself, and I know how to be a professional in this league and what it takes to be ready to go for 82 games, because that's something that you don't just come into the league and have. Like, you're going to have ups and downs as a young player. Everybody's going to have ups and downs, but finding a way to contribute every night, you know, whether it's, you know, a guy like Casey Mittelstadt, you know, coming in, you know, if I do end up playing with him, I'm sure I will at some point this season, but if he's not having a great night or something, it's just saying something to him or bringing him along to try and make an impact. And so I'm going to challenge myself to be more of a leader for this team.
It's got to be hard being a young guy in this league nowadays, even more than it was before, because the expectation to step in and produce right away. You know what I mean? Do you guys feel that? I don't want to call it pressure, but with the moves and everything and where the team finished last year and your own expectations, each and every one of you, mm-hmm. do you feel that pressure from the outside, from within, to be better?
I think you do feel it, but you have to look at it as a challenge. And we don't want to put those bad those bad emotions on these young kids that are just coming in. We're not going to bring any of that stuff from last year and dump all of it on these young kids. The guys that were here last year know what happened and know what needs to change, and it's on us to do that without bringing down these young kids and letting them flourish in this game and letting them flourish on our team and be themselves, but also teaching them things. And for us, for the guys that have been here and the guys that know what happened, we got to fix it. We got to do things to change.
We wish you good luck and thank you for your time. Before you go, what's your nickname?
Okey.
What's your real nickname? I was Petey, but I was to the outside. It was you know what? Nothing. No?
I've had a ton. Oakey, Poe, the big horse, Ox.
We're getting there. We'll break them down later in the year. Thanks very much for your time. Instigators, Andrew Peters and Craig Reve. Kyle Oposo, kind enough to join us here on the opening of training camp. I got that, buddy. Thank you. Opening of training camp. Left our ear cans here all sweaty. That's a guy right there that I look forward to. Not that guy. That's Pat Coletta. That's Pat Coletta right there. You want to come sit down, Patty? Opening day of training camp? Come on, Patty. Come on over. Come on.
Come on. Get
come
in
on
here.
Over. You can join us. You're the ultimate instigator.
What's
we
his
name,
nick-
we
what's
name
his
the
nick-
show after you.
What's his nickname?
I mean, Speedbag, Doss Boot.
Special K.
Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher. Let's make sure we do this right. What's up, buddy?
Not much.
How about now? Good. No. How about now?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, we're live.
We are live.
What's your up, boys? Face looks like you've never played a game in the NHL.
Why do you say that?
What, you can't, the scar here, 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 and here, that's only on the one side of the face. How about the scar down the middle of the nose, that scar there, that scar there.
That's a nice big
the
one.
The eyebrow.
Right there.
There's a few under that chin of yours. The chin is the best. That's nothing but just scar tissue.
The old scar tissue.
That's just scar tissue chin right there. Never lead with your chin, but you don't have a choice when you're Pat Coletta.
Hey, it's a conversation piece. Right?
Is it ever? Is that thing ever? What's going on?
Not much. Just rolling around between the two rinks, doing what I have to do today.
Do you miss this?
Yeah, a little bit. I think both of you guys can agree that there's like a certain feeling you get around this time when the weather starts turning and it's hockey season and. You know, you get that little, I don't know what it is, adrenaline rush or something.
It's funny, Patty, because I was talking about that to Riv. I said, you know, this for the first 3 or 4 years that I retired, September, October, November was a very tough month for me. And then he went on to say, well, you know, some guys, you know, finish their careers on a red carpet, you know, like I did. And I was ready to go out on my terms. You guys like us, hey, the fourth and fifth line, mutts.
Listen,
and dogs. Just like
I
beat it, buddy.
This.
And you sit at home, you're in fetal position, sucking your thumb, wondering what you did wrong.
Yeah, I understand what Patty's saying because he's newly retired. you know, and he still has the juices flowing. And even being around these guys and walking around them, I can just tell already your eyebrows are a little lower than normal.
Well, I'm younger than some of these guys still.
Some of them.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
32.
I can't believe that. We saw Palmer today.
How old is he? 38?
No, he's
35.
He's 35.
He, unbelievable shape. Palmer, man.
He's got no shoulders, though.
Lift up. He
never.
Doesn't need
shoulders. Got shoulders like a fish.
Yeah, but he can shoot a puck.
Don't have any.
He can shoot a puck.
I wish my shoulders were like that. I could shoot a puck.
You had pretty bad shoulders 30. Back when you played. Oh, we might have to boot you.
Yeah, boot me.
Are we booting Patty, Chris? Okay, we're still good. You're still alive.
Yeah,
until somebody with an actual NHL contract comes along.
Yeah, I'm just a filler.
You are a filler.
I'm fourth line instigator,
no,
too.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, listen.
Just a filler. Go out there. Don't get scored
hurt,
on. Get
guy
out.
Guy got hurt during warm-up. You got to go. Get your gear on.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I bet you are. But
what are some of your memories your first couple years in the league? Any memories that when you stepped on the ice for the very first time? I remember someone telling me a story about you years ago. When you completely annihilated Thomas Vanek with a body check, and Lindy Ruff had to pull you aside and say, "Hey, Patty, we know that you can hit. No more hitting in training camp," or something like that.
Yeah. So obviously, my mentality, I was like, "All right, I'm going to go try to make the team," which obviously wasn't the case. But in your head, you're like, "All right, I'm doing anything and everything in my power to make this team." So the play was coming around. Van was going around the net. And I was coming in and into our zone, sort of like a back checking.
So you ran him from the red line.
I mean,
and from behind.
I saw it coming up. It was from the side, Andrew. but I hit him and sliced his forehead open. And
you cut him?
Yeah. He had to go to see a plastic surgeon.
He didn't cut him. He had like a gash from here to here. How many stitches? 25? 50?
I have no idea. So... after that, he got off, and Lindy pulled me aside, had a meeting with me, said, "Hey, we love the enthusiasm and the passion and all that kind of stuff, but we can't be hurting our own guys, so let's just hold off on that."
Just signed a $50 million deal.
So
there's our $50 million guy lying on the ice just in a puddle of blood.
Yeah. I shouldn't have probably
done
that.
Did someone go after you right after that?
No, but it was the same way, like through the whole training camp. I think Talinder in training camp scrimmage got a 5-minute major for spearing.
You?
Yeah. So like things like that, but then I ended up getting called up that year, and
Van Met was mad for a while.
He was mad for a while.
He was mad for a while.
We had a beer, and then ever since then, you know how.
Yeah, but what year was
bear
that?
Bear the hatchet and go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, speaking of this,
oh,
I gotta go.
God,
see, I gotta go. I gotta go.
Oh, I wish we had a song. Play Celine Dion or something. I heard Jason Palmeville.
Oh my God! Look at his arms.
How are you? Welcome to the show. Welcome. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for coming. Yeah, thank you.
Petey's been waiting all morning for you.
What is this crap? Look at this. This is the most boring. Where's his file?
No, you don't want to see mine.
Oh, you just shut him off, Riff.
Sorry, there you go.
There you go.
There we go. Thanks. Bring me back.
Are you, I thought you retired this summer.
No. No, I'm still going strong. We just finished.
Still going weak, but
actually, give a pinch. What do you think?
Look at this. We're on TV. Right?
Oh,
no,
sorry.
Riv already took a pinch. Now, I have to guess your body fat. And I know that you always used to store it in your back. So you always look good from the front. But when you turn around, you always got a little bit of a chunk right there. So I'm going to get. How many spots did they pinch you?
Oh, there's quite a few. We got marks everywhere. Probably around 10, I would say.
10 spots?
Something like
because
that.
Because before it used to be pec, stomach,
and,
leg.
And leg.
Tricep, back.
But sometimes they do your calf.
We do
so
calf.
This is yeah. they wanted an accurate assessment.
Yeah, the sports science
team
is behind
that.
Do
you remember what I told you were?
What did he guess you were?
What did I guess you were?
He guessed 7.
I felt him. I guessed 7. Tell him what you are.
7.1. Not bad.
I just know.
What are you?
I just know.
I think I'm 7.1 in my left arm. So that's 7, 14.2, get to my legs.
Do you remember those
my
calipers?
My back and gut.
That they open to about here, right? They open to about here?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you this. There's not a chance you're getting that around my stomach.
I think you could get one around my stomach. I think you could open up a caliber wide enough to get under my... Give me a pinch, Palmer.
It used to be the bod pod. Remember that?
That's not bad, eh?
No, that's pretty good.
And I'm even bent over a little bit. I got my belt
pushing.
That's
actually better than when you played.
Hey,
don't tell him that.
Don't tell me that. Because do you remember when Riv came in? And he, I remember the expectation was always 10%. And Riv came in, we were talking about this earlier, and he comes out of the room and he says he was 10.1, but he was really like 12.6. And he comes out and he's like, boys. And I let you take a couple points off there, Riv, but I'm going to admit it, you were 12.6. And he comes out and he's like, this is the best shape I've ever been in. And all the guys are outside the room like, what the? What are you so happy about? And 10 minutes later, he has to have a meeting with Doug and the coach, and he's like 12.6%. Yeah. Oh, well, that's not how we do things around here.
They told me I had to be under 10, and I said, I'm 35, and I've never been under 10 in my entire career, so that's not going to happen.
That's enough.
Hey, some guys just need a little extra loving, you know, like they need a little extra.
Some guys are just better fat, man. We can say it. I know guys that were fat, and you know, play with guys that were pudgy and they had to lose weight. They were never the same player.
Look at Spotcheck.
Look at Jeff Gilson. Jeff Gilson went from 14% body fat to 3%. Never heard of him again.
Yep.
You know, I mean, guys go, like, some guys are just naturally built that way, but not you.
No, I honestly have a tough time gaining weight. I can eat whatever, and I'm usually fine, so I've been pretty fortunate with that. But
yeah, that's a gift. That's a gift. But listen, training camp, this is your, what would this be now
how
for
many
you?
Years
this
have you
is
been
like
in the league
17?
Now?
It's my 17th, camp. I drafted in 01, so 17th camp. It's been quite a few.
What's your thoughts coming in, you know, with how many changes Jason Bottrell has made to this team? He wanted to get faster on the forward line, check mark. He's changed, you know, the culture with so many different moves. I mean, what are your thoughts coming into training camp as one of the guys that, you know, you look around and say, wow, this is pretty cool. Now I'm super excited to get back.
Yeah, well, I'm super excited to get back, but I think what's even more exciting for us is that he went out and said, we need a change. We need a change to be made, and he was able to go out there and do it. I mean, half the team is going to be different. There's going to be new faces, and everyone should be excited about that. And you look at the pieces we added some really, really good pieces and some great depth, and I think from top to bottom, definitely everyone's thrilled.
So have you met all the new guys that Bots has brought in?
Yeah, everyone.
So is there a guy that you didn't like or shake his hand like Petey did with me when I first got here?
No, not really. I mean, when I was in Minnesota, we played quite a bit against Berglund and Sobotka, and those are guys that are annoying to play against. They're tough. They're big. They play a heavy game. Sobotka plays a heavy game, even though he's a smaller guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are two guys that were tough, but not to the extent where I hated them.
Yeah, like
no.
Petey.
Yeah, no, no. I've always liked Petey.
No, I'm talking about you. Don't remember when Riv first came here? I didn't want to talk. You never saw us.
No, I didn't. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah,
that bad.
I shook every person's hand in the dressing room. Everybody happy to see me. It was a great conversation.
He was probably still skating back in Montreal back then.
No, he was there.
He was there.
And he got up and walked out of the room right
first
by me.
Never
why? What
first
happened?
Time ever.
What happened?
Oh, don't you remember playing against him? All the crap that used to go on. I mean,
he was an annoying guy.
How brutal? Yeah. Do you remember? Like he was part of our game plan. Like, you weren't on my line. You weren't on my line. But he's part of the Riv was literally part of the game plan. But remember the interviews he used to do on TSN? Do you remember?
Well, yeah, Montreal, they were all over him. Right?
Yeah, all they did was talk to Riv.
Is that my fault?
A little bit.
Is it?
Yeah, I'd have to say a little bit. So what else is going on, Palmer? Do you still love coming to the rink the way you once did? Is it's got to be a different mindset, right?
Honestly, it isn't. I mean, I've always loved coming to the rink. I've always loved playing. It's what I've always wanted to do. And I mean, I've been fortunate to stay healthy and be able to play for a while and maintain a pretty good pace. So, I'm very, very happy about that.
Nine games? You're creeping up on 1,000.
Oh, I am, yeah. I think it's like 10 or 12.
When you were making fondue in my kitchen with Kimmy when we were living together in Rochester,
hiding the Krispy
you didn't score a goal for the first 20 games. You can stop with the Krispy Kreme crap. But I'm going to tell you right now, I knew you'd play games in the NHL, Palmer, and then we played together, and even then maybe you got called up and then put on waivers and sent back down. You never know where your career's going to go, and here you are, almost 1,000 games. Like, I don't think people...
When did you play your first game in the... You played the minors, right?
I play in the minors. I played my first game, I think, was 2003.
Was it?
And then my first year would have been after the lockout.
Okay. Do you
Oh, your first game was in Washington.
My first game was in Washington.
That's right. And then we went to Carolina, and you didn't play, and we went and hung out at the mall.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I remember that.
And then I got sent back down, finished the year there. Then the year after that was the lockout, right? So we were all playing in Roch, and then the year after that is the year where most of us all came up pretty much at the same time.
How much of a benefit do you think that lockout was for
for
you? Because you would have been playing games in the NHL, maybe if you were ready or not ready, at that point. That forced all of you guys, a big group of you that ended up coming up being the main core here.
Yeah, it was as much as it sucked, like you said, we might have been able to play games. I think it really benefited all of us from having, I mean, Lindy and Darcy were there at every game, pretty much every practice, were helping us out, were really involved. So we were able to showcase a little bit more what we were about. And like you said, the year after, a bunch of us were all with the team and having big roles with the team as well.
So you're creeping up on 1,000 games. You're 35 years old. You're in phenomenal shape. How long do you want to play?
I don't know. We'll see. I always want to try to go a year at a time, and we'll go from there. I want to have as much fun as I can, and then we'll see. But, yeah, I feel good. I feel fine. So if I finish the year and healthy and I still feel like I want to play and had a good year, I definitely would like to keep playing.
I just can't believe this is the same guy.
I would have never quit this game if it weren't for my injuries that I just dealt with near the end of my career. I just couldn't go anymore. But the passion and love for the game of hockey is still there and will always be there. And you know what? The game now
allows guys to play longer,
yes,
Palmer.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Like, look at Matt Especially Cullen, look at some of, look at some of these
the,
other guys.
When you're in the shape that you're in, I mean, you'll be able to play for a number of more years. So,
well, good luck, Palmer. I'm not going to shake your hand because you're a friend of the show. We'll give you one of those.
Just came
how many bench presses?
Oh, you know what? It's completely different now. They have, I think everyone has a standard, I believe it's 165.
Oh, that's perfect
they have
for
the,
you.
They have the tendos, and they just, you do three reps.
It looks like your packs are ready for the big test this year, but 05, 06 is over.
Yeah, those days are
Thanks,
gone.
Thanks, Palmer. We got to go to break. KeyBank Center training camp opens. It's Riv's birthday today. I mean, our pets' heads are falling off. We got everything going on down here. WGR 550 and MSG, Jason Palmerville, kind enough to join us here in the Instigators. We'll be right back.
We're back with more of the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
All right, welcome back to the Instigators. Andrew Peters, Craig Rabe. We're live down at training camp, KeyBank Center, and a guy we saw all summer with no shirt on. I didn't recognize you with your shirt on. Rasmus Ristolainen. What's going on? Looks like you had a summer of, as Riv said, flipping tires, running hills, training pretty hard, getting ready for a big season.
Yeah, summer was really good. A lot of working out, and a little too long. Hopefully in the future the summer starts a little shorter, and feeling great and excited.
How excited or how eager is a guy like yourself to experience a playoff game?
Right now it's the goal. You know, that's where I want to be and we want to be as a team. It's a long way, but with the additions we did this summer, I think we have a good chance, and really excited to start working.
How is it exciting is that for you guys? You know, obviously some struggles the last couple years. A lot of guys on this team want to turn things around, build a different environment. Jason Bottrell has come out, and he's made some changes. The culture needed to change. Some pieces that he has brought in to start something fresh here. How exciting, because you know you've been here for 5 years now, coming on your sixth season, to see the changes, the fresh faces, the guys that are hungry. How is that? What does that mean to you with moving forward and trying to, work on your goal of making the playoffs to give you a chance to win Stanley Cup?
Yeah, like I said, I'm really excited. It's been a long 5 years here, and this is the first time I really feel that. We recognized what went wrong last year and what we need and what we need to do to get better and be where we want to be. And really excited, and it's a lot of work to do, but talking to the guys, we are ready for the challenge. Yeah.
Ristolainen is quote-unquote leaner, and Meaner entering training camp with a picture of you again with no shirt on. So Leaner and Meaner. Meaner, is that the type of player that you like to play? You like to be a bit of a pest, push guys around in front of the net, finish checks, be a nuisance?
Yeah, I really want to be.
Look at his face right now. He loves that.
Yeah, I feel that I've done my job right. If after the game, a lot of opposition guys hate me and they want to just kill me.
And they do.
Yeah, I like it.
And that's you know, when you're doing the right thing is when the guys that you're playing against feel that every time that you're on the ice.
Yeah, I want to make sure they are aware when I'm on the ice. They're going to hear it. They're going to feel it. And just want to do everything it takes to win the game.
If there's one thing that you want to try and do better with what you're, you know, you obviously your training in the off season has been incredible. But what's one thing that you would want to improve from the last year or the last couple of years?
I want to be more consistent. There been a lot of up and downs, and the difference between my really good game and really bad game is too big. So I just want to tight the gap and be more consistent.
All right, we gotta move on here because we got two other young bucks we gotta talk to. But quickly, who's your hero?
I even can't. Oh, that was kind of like.
Was that he wrote Sylvester Stallone? You know, he started out in adult films, eh?
Yeah, I love his movies and special.
just saying. I mean, I don't know what. Anyway, I thought I'd just throw that out there. Risto, thanks for your time, man.
Thank you.
Good luck to you,
thank
eh?
Thank you.
Well, you want to just tell everybody what you yelled to us as you were heading down the hallway?
It's a secret.
No, I want you to tell everybody what you yelled to us. Did you not yell, "You guys are the best"? Is that what our interns were saying?
Might be the other Rasmus.
Well, we'll find out. He's coming up right now, Mr. Dahlin and Mr. Middlestad. Thanks for your time,
buddy.
Thank you. All right. We're staying on. They're coming off. We're booting you out.
Thank you.
Give up the headsets. Don't trip. Don't hurt yourself on the way out. Good luck, guys. Yeah. That's right. Good luck, guys.
Oh, the unbox,
Dahlin.
Petey.
Do you remember us, Rasmus?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to see what Riv wrote down as my answer for that's who he wrote, "When I grow up, I want to be"?
Yeah, boy.
It has nothing to do with you.
It's all about the short shorts. Petey likes to wear them real.
Casey Middlestad and Rasmus Dahlin joining us here on the show. Fellas, first, not your first NHL training. Is it your first?
Yeah,
it is your first NHL
college.
Training camp. Gets NHL games before he even has to go to training camp. How's that work?
Yeah, that was good.
Let me ask you this, Casey, before at University of Minnesota, do you have to count to three to get in there?
No, you need like a 25 on the ACT. You got to be a little smarter.
My three favorite things.
Well, I didn't know what else to write. I didn't want to write hockey. I mean, that's about it for me.
So. Failed. Failed.
You guys have a big spotlight on you in a good way. There's a lot of excitement around you two. How are you two, you know, getting along? I mean, you're both kind of feeling the same pressure. One's a forward, one's a D. Expectations and things like that. How are things going? Do you guys like each other?
Kind of. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it's been great. I mean, we've been here for a while, so I think that helps. We've been getting to know each other and settle in a little bit, which is nice for us. But I don't know. I think we're just dealing with the
Swedes
same.
Aren't as bad as you thought, eh, Casey?
I don't know about that. There's a lot of them here. Sometimes it's overwhelming.
Did we not say that the other night? I'm like, this is like Team Sweden right now. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they all travel together, too. There's like a pack of six all the time. And if you hang out with them, they just talk Swedish. You have no clue. So it's, no, I'm kidding. They're good. It's been really fun. They're all really good guys. So we've had a lot of fun.
How was Prospect Challenge for you two?
It was great.
Was it fun? I mean, like, you know, like getting back into some games, you find that it's beneficial because you get a little bit of an advantage getting some game shape and some, you want to call them game reps?
Yeah, I think obviously, just not playing all summer, you're ready to play any kind of game. So it's good, and I think no matter how hard you train or condition, there's no such thing as game shape until you play games. So I think that was the most important part for me, just get back into it and start playing again.
Have you guys seen Jason Pommerville without a shirt on?
Yeah.
Is it not amazing how good shape he's in for 35 years old?
Oh, yeah, all the guys are.
Like, wouldn't you think a guy like that his body would be all saggy, kind of like ribs?
I mean, he does a good job, I think. I think he takes care of his body as good as anyone in the league. So,
What's your body fat?
Yeah, that was
what's
your body
fat right now?
I think mine's 7.
Pardon?
7?
Yeah.
Seven.
Sorry, can you speak in the microphone? I thought I heard you say 6.7.
Oh, 7. like, yeah,
seven percent.
Oh, yeah. I'm higher than that. Trust me. I'm just under 10. They said I was under 10, so I'm like 9.8 or 7.
Well, 10 used to be the pinnacle. If you were over 10, you were considered fat, which was honestly messed with my mind.
Yeah, it's messed with mine before too. Trust me. But yeah,
his rib never let it get to him. Never went to camp under 12.
That's not true.
That's not true.
That's not true. I showed up 1 year at 10.1.
It's good. It's good, Riff.
Listen, it's not about the body fat. It's about what you do on the ice. Don't worry about the body fat and the kelpers. Go out and play. That's the way I look at it. Well, expectations for this year. What do you guys? What kind of expectations do you put on yourselves?
I want to get a spot on the team first of all, and just.
I'm sorry. I heard. Did
I thought
you
I heard
say
you
that
you
needed
or going?
You're trying to make the team this year.
To make the team.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna try.
Okay.
That, yeah.
Good. What are you gonna try and do?
Well, I'm gonna try to do that too, to start with. I don't know. I don't know about him, but I'm not one to put too many like numbers down on paper or anything. I think just go out and play. Don't overthink it too much.
Yeah. Sounds like you guys are overthinking it too much. Well, good luck to you, fellas.
We got
to head to break here. Casey Mittelstadt, Rasmus Dahlin. Have you guys been out? You guys been out to eat around here? You been over to Chef's yet? That was always a training camp ritual for us. We'd get our body fats done, and then we'd starve ourselves for the last month to make sure we were under 10. We'd head over to Chef's for a large spaghetti parm.
We haven't been there yet, have
we? No, we haven't. No.
We've been to Hutch's and Mother's and Chop House, but we haven't been over to Chef's.
Okay. All right. Now you got to head over to one of Buffalo's finest and grab some pasta. You got to fuel up for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, fellas, and all the best. We'll see you in the exhibition. We'll see you during the regular season. We're excited about it. Just everybody out there is very, very excited. So welcome aboard. We'll see you around.
Thank you.
All right, awesome. Casey Mittelstadt and Rasmus Dahlin. Short time with the boys here. A little bit of time with Rasmus Ristolainen. Some nice time spent with our boy Jason Pominville. And a final segment with the Instigators coming up here on WGR 550 and MSG. Live from KeyBank Center, where training camp is open. And Craig Revay turned 45 today.
Hockey talk that hits. This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Revay.
All right, welcome back to the Instigators. Final segment live down here from the KeyBank Center, September 13th. Training camp is open. Craig Revay is older, and we are on WGR 550 and MSG. We have to do a buy-sell trade. The people back in studio are going to be angry because this is a makeshift one. This bottle in my hand belongs. Who drank out of this bottle today? Left it here. I'm going to auction it off for charity. Jason Bottrell's water bottle, ladies and gentlemen. Buy, sell, trade. This water bottle would go for more than $250.
Sell.
Really?
Yeah.
I think somebody out there would definitely, if that money was going to charity, absolutely, I'm buying that all day. Somebody out there would buy this bottle of water that Jason Bottrell drank out of for $250 all day long for charity. You don't think so? I'm not really going to auction that
off. We have like four bottles of water here, and are you sure Jason is the one that drank out of that one? Because we had Ristolainen, and we had a whole bunch of guys that left their bottles.
I didn't say that I was going to have a letter of authenticity there, Riv. I said... He did. This is the bottle that he left on the floor.
Hey,
all right.
Just talking to these guys, what's the one thing that you miss on training camp?
The mood.
Know what I miss?
The guys.
The young guys.
The young
Not
guys.
Not the guys. Palmer, yeah, you know, Palmer was okay to talk to, but it's the young bucks. I used to love getting those new young guys in.
Here are the comments, and we're going to reflect more on them tomorrow. And any media member listening, you had Casey Mittelstadt and Rasmus Dahlin say their first goal was to make the team. When we've been talking all year where it sounds like they basically have made the team. I mean, I think that is an incredible comment.
Yeah, I mean, something not to overlook, that's for sure. They're coming here, and they need to earn their respect. And, you know, listen.
We'll talk about that. Respect is One Bills Live, and they're coming up next. Sorry to cut you off, buddy, but we had to. They're up next, WGR 550 and MSG.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.